CrossFit School Sweat Podcast, episode 18. Today I want to talk about why I implemented the PT first for new members. Started that at the beginning of this calendar year, 2019. Any new member comes in, they go through four personal training sessions at 30 minutes apiece to learn the nine foundational movements of CrossFit, and then to also go over some of the other common movements that we utilize often in the gym, and kind of the philosophy of what the CrossFit methodology is all about, and you know, all that kind of how the class structure works, all that stuff, so that when they come in for their first group session, they have an idea of what to expect, how to do some of the movements, and just kind of feel a little more comfortable. Prior to 2019, when I used to just sign up a new member and they would come in, join the group class, they would be in first time, they wouldn't know anybody, wouldn't know anything, occupied pretty much all of my time with that new member, which took away from the experience of the other members who were paying their money just the same to be here. And even at that rate, the new member coming in didn't get a full grasp of everything because my attention wasn't 100% focused on them. So it just made the integration process a lot tougher. So we started doing the PT first, and it has worked well. Everyone that's gone through it this year has said they liked it, and it helped them. But this past Saturday, I dropped in at another CrossFit gym just to join a class as a drop-in. The class was fairly large. There was about 20 people in it. I got there, filled out the waiver, told them I was dropping in. There was also another guy there who was there for the first time. But this guy was not just dropping in. It was new to CrossFit. This was going to be his first time ever going to CrossFit. And he had actually joined their gym online via a Groupon. And through their website, it said there was a foundations course, which is kind of like very similar to what I do with the PT First. It's a course designed specifically for beginners to learn the basics in a group rather than one-on-one. Excuse me. So anyways, this guy was there thinking that's what he was going to get, and it wasn't, because on Saturday it was just group class. So because we were the two new guys, they had us working together during the warm-up, kind of side-by-side, kind of sharing some equipment and stuff that we were doing. And we went through the warm-up, and this guy was ready to puke. It was way too much for him already. And then, so he was kind of calming down a little bit. The coach was explaining what the workout's going to be, the movements we were going to be doing for the workout that day, and the scheme of the work. It was an AMRAP, every minute on the minute. And so this guy was just like all kinds of delirious. Wasn't even focusing on what the guy was saying anymore. So this guy was trying to keep up. We had to do some kettlebell swings. Coach asked me, since I was dropping in, to show him if I knew how to do it. So gave me a light kettlebell. I demonstrated that I know how to do kettlebell swings. The other guy, had him try it. Did him okay. Not bad for a first timer. Then we had some dumbbell work, thrusters and bicep curls. So showed him that I know how to do dumbbell thrusters. And we went into to start the workout, and the guy was totally lost because he didn't understand the format that was explained to him by the coach when he explained the workout. So I told this guy, We were supposed to do 22 kettlebell swings. I told him, just do 10 and rest the rest of the minute. Because he was already, you know, on the verge of puking. And then the second move, the dumbbell thrusters. There was no way this guy's going to do thrusters if he's already on the verge of throwing up. I told him just to do 10 air squats rather than the 12 dumbbell thrusters. And the coach would come by and he'd be checking on everybody, walking around the class, monitoring, checking everybody's form and stuff. And I told this guy what I told this other guy to do. And he appreciated that. And he talked to him a little bit. And we got the guy, he went through the workout and he was just doing his two moves instead of three. And he was doing lesser reps, but he was getting an integration into the CrossFit. When the class was over, I took this guy to the side a little bit and I just told him, look, dude, this is not what you signed up for. You were expecting this foundations class and they didn't have it today. Don't let this discourage you from coming back here. I said, you need to come back, get into the foundations class, learn what they have to teach you, because this is the best way for you to work out. You want to get yourself healthy and strong and live a better life, CrossFit's the way to do it. So I just wanted to share why I do the PT first, and there was a perfect example that I got to experience from the other side of it, not as the coach, but just to see how it affects somebody who doesn't know what they're doing to walk right into a group class and be kind of overwhelmed. So if you're ever telling your friends about coming to CrossFit, coming trying out a class with you, please refer to them that, you know, we do the PT first here so that they get the one-on-one to learn the basics. It makes it easier transition. They get more one-on-one time with the coach. It'll make their transition into the group better and the whole experience overall better. So I just wanted to share that. This one's a lot longer than most of my other podcasts, but I felt like it was important to let you guys know why I implemented the PT first, and then because I got to see it from the customer's perspective, I wanted to share it with you. So we'll see you in the gym. Have a great day.